Welcome to Brand by Design with your host, certified BG5 business consultant, myself, Ashley Brianna Eve. The goal of this podcast is to help you create a clear, consistent, creative, personal brand to help you stand out and get paid for what you are best at. If you are ready to leverage your unique expertise and build a highly profitable, personally fulfilling business, this is the place. Without further ado, let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast and the YouTube channel, everyone. I'm always so honored to have you here, and I cannot wait to talk about this topic with you. Now, before we get started, I want to let you know about some developments in regards to the BG5 business bundle and all the goodies that I'm adding in there for you. So you may or may not know that I'm a certified BG5 business consultant, certified BG5 business cycle specialist, and a profit potential specialist with the BG5 Institute as well, which is a business application of the human design system. Now, I've been moving away from launching business offers to having those as more self-paced offers, which allow me to create the BG5 Business Bundle membership, which literally includes every single course I've ever created, except for Brand by Design 101. Every course I've ever created, from money and raising your kids by design to business and branding to type specific offers such as the Sacral Yes or Millionaire Projectors, it has it all. And I've bundled it together because it follows in line with my two major brand values in 2024, which is number one, creating insane value that is also honoring my boundaries. And if you've been around for a while, you know, in 2023, I over-delivered from my live energy, and every offer I had was attached to my live energy, and I did burn out from that. So the BG5 Business Bundle allows an incredible self-paced experience, as well as number two, a value for me was making this information accessible. Even going to the BG5 Institute, let's be honest, is accessible to very few people. It is very expensive to attend the BG5 Institute. It's like very expensive to attend the International Human Design School. And I wanted this information to not be gatekept behind high enrollment fees. So I brought you the BG5 Business Bundle, where for $55 a month with a minimum of 3-month commitment, you get this information, everything I've created, at your fingertips to apply to your brand and business today. And what I've done moving forward is originally Keys to Cash 2.0, which is the information I'm going to be talking about today. This is all Keys to Cash type information. It was originally going to be a separate offer sold at $599. What I decided is to make it in alignment with my values for 2024. It's actually going to be offered in the BG5 Business Bundle, and you're exclusively going to have access to it in the BG5 Business Bundle. So if you've been on the fence for the BG5 Business Bundle membership or Keys to Cash 2.0, now is your time to move, because at $55 a month, it's honestly a steal. I truly believe it's a price point. If you're committed, it's accessible. It's doable. And not only that, I have it set up so monthly we have guest experts, being you, the members, featured. And you have an opportunity to not just present your knowledge and your expertise, but network with over 100 people that are in the BG5 Business Bundle. And my hope is that in and of itself is going to pay back a year membership for you. My hope is that the connections you make and the networking you create and the clients that you get to interact with in there pay you back for being in the membership. So I hope and believe it is the place to be in 2024. And now it even is more so because Keys to Cash 2.0 is going to be held in there. So I put the links in the show notes. You can check out the bundle. I have the Keys to Cash sales page still up, but when you click on sign up now, it's actually going to link you to the BG5 Business Bundle sales page so you can see what it's all about. But it is a 3-month program. It is all new content. And the information today that we're going over is extracted from month 3 of Keys to Cash. So this is the type of stuff we'll be discussing and going over in month 3 of Keys to Cash, which is all, month 3 is pure BG5. Month 1 is mindset, because I believe we got to be in the right spot before the BG5 even matters. So month 1 is mindset. Month 2 is clearing out from the body, the conditioning. We're going to go into conditioning and how that shows up. We're going to go into a somatic library. We're going to create an actual somatic library for you guys to move energy from the body. And then month 3 is going to be purely BG5 and going into your keys to cash, going into your business blueprint and your cash blueprint. So I'm really excited about this. But today I want to talk about, how do we sell using human design? What does this look like? And one, I want to say this, and this is why I launched Mother of Dragons, which is a purely esoteric course. It's brand new. This used to actually be what my business was built off of in the beginning, these types of courses. I'm bringing it back because I really believe that for people like us, people that are soul-driven, heart-driven, spiritual, connected to purpose and desiring to be connected to purpose, I truly believe anything you build in business that's not truly from the heart, that's not truly what you desire to build, is the house of cards that's going to fall down. So Mother of Dragons is for those that know their gifts are more esoteric. Working with dragons, working with tarot, working with astrology, working with the invisible realms, the fairy realms, and you know that your gifts are beyond what we currently see in the material realm. And I'm going to help you develop that in Mother of Dragons, because I really believe none of this matters. That's why it's month three, the BG5 stuff in Keys to Cash. I believe none of it matters if ultimately you're not who you are meant to be and doing what you're meant to do. And I always say, and I believe this to be true, your purpose is not necessarily what you do. So your purpose is not necessarily, I'm going to be a life coach, or I'm going to be a healer, or I'm going to be this or that. I believe purpose is an extension of who you be. So when you are being you, when you are being an authentic expression of your unique blueprint, an authentic expression of your unique essence, what you do in business is purpose. It is purpose driven. It is from the core, the root of who you be. It is grounded in what you are meant to do. You are being who you're meant to be. And that expression of it in the outside world is quote unquote purpose, whatever that looks like, right? Richard Rudding, Rotru, who both talked about this all the time, that your purpose could be to be a plumber because your purpose is to be of service. And your expression of being of service is being a plumber. Right? It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be something esoteric. I tend to work with people that it's very esoteric, and that's where Mother of Dragons was born, but it doesn't have to be, because your purpose is to be you. And when we're out of alignment with that core thing, when we are out of alignment with who you be, that's when we see problems in business. And that's where you start to get what I describe in Keys to Cash 1.0, the OG Keys to Cash, which you can dive into now in the BG5 business bundle. It's all available, pre-recorded, ready to go. I talk about that static. When we're speaking through a voice that's not ours, putting on those masks, putting on illusions, because we think, well, what I really want to do will never sell. How do I sell working with dragons? How do I sell working with fairies? How do I sell energy healing? No, it makes more sense to be more practical. It makes more sense to be more logical. So you start to put on all these masks and illusions. That's where things start to crumble. So I want you to go into that with that mindset as we go into today's training. It's essentially training. I look at every podcast episode as a training. What we're looking at is the energy resource today. And this is in human design, what would be called the sacral. So everything has different names in business because BG5 was created for business. Rotru created it for business. And can you imagine talking to like a CEO at a Fortune 500 company and saying, you know, you're sacral? A lot of business people, like traditional business people, that means nothing to them. Chakras mean nothing to them. Even the astrology means nothing. So it's a lot more practical language, which my clients really appreciate as well, because it makes more practical sense for applying it to business. So when we're looking at the sacral, it is the energy resource in BG5. And essentially what you're selling, so if you are a projector, a manifester, or a reflector, you are selling stop quitting. You're selling stop quitting, right? Now, when we're looking at this, people tend to get up in their head, right? And they're like, well, now you're telling generators who are probably in the wrong thing to stop quitting. And isn't that against everything you just said, Ashley? Didn't you just say that you should be on purpose and in purpose and being your authentic self? But now you have these generators that now you're telling, stop quitting, just keep doing what you're doing. That is not what I'm saying at all. What we have to understand, and this is where the fundamental misinformation and misunderstanding of the types in business is happening, and this is going to get me fired up, in the online space. People are trying to overlay human design in a business and then not understanding the nuances and how it applies to business, how BG5 applies to business. And they're not understanding, you know, and again, this makes me not very popular when I say this, people that are self-taught in human design or had a foundation call or are Googling it and now trying to teach it aren't understanding the mechanics at play and why I am saying, and this is straight from BG5. I don't make shit up. It is straight from BG5. Why BG5 says stop quitting is what you're selling. You have to understand the mechanics under the surface. And this is why it's so valuable to work with people that understand the mechanics. Might not be me, but work with someone that understands it and is actually trained in it and has spent the time studying it, because it's when you understand the mechanics, you understand why the projector, the manifestor, and the reflector are selling stop quitting. And the reason being, just because the generators and manifesting generators, who are the builders and express builders. So manifesting generators are not a hybrid. You are a generator. If you're a manifesting generator, you are just more efficient. You skip steps, if you will. Just because they have the sacral defined does not mean they're using it correctly. In fact, I would argue 99% of the population who are generators and manifesting generators are not using their sacral properly. So what does this mean? It means that generators and manifesting generators are saying yes to things that were never correct for them in the first place. They're saying yes to things and getting into things that they never had the energy for in the first place. And then they quit. And what the online space has conditioned generators and manifesting generators to believe is, well, that's just who you be. Oh my gosh, that's just who you be. You like have a million ideas and you're kind of squirrel brained and you're jumping between all these things. So yeah, of course, 7 or 10 ideas don't make it to fruition. Of course, you have this long list of courses you want to launch and one of them maybe makes it to fruition. That's normal. That's who you be. You're a manifesting generator and it's not correct. It's not correct. And this is a big come to Jesus moment for a lot of generators and manifesting generators I work with, is because they've bought into the conditioning that that's correct. And then they wonder why they're on a hamster wheel in their business. And maybe if you're a generator or a manifesting generator watching or listening on the podcast, you can relate to that. You get easily distracted, right? Maybe through the undefined head center and thinking about things that don't matter, easily distracted through the solar plexus and being afraid to trigger other people's emotional waves and thinking, oh my goodness, if I start talking about dragons, what are people going to think about me? What are people going to say? That's going to trigger people. They're going to try and cancel me. They're going to tell me I'm crazy. So I'm just not going to go there. I'll just sell gene keys. It's safer. Right. And so what ends up happening with the generators and manifesting generators is they keep quitting. They are the great quitters because they keep getting into the wrong things. They keep getting into things that they did not have energy for in the first place. And, you know, the reality is also this, my friends, you could just tell them, well, stop quitting. And the problem being, they know that they know what they're doing. A lot of generators, manifesting generators are tired. They're exhausted of this on and off the hamster wheel, on and off the carousel, on and off the escalator. They're exhausted. So it's not as simple, and this is what I'm going to help you guys understand in Keys to Cash 2.0, which is being held in the BG5 business membership. This is a nuance I'm going to help you understand, because it's not as simple as going on your Instagram and saying, generators, I have a course to help you stop quitting. They know they shouldn't be quitting. And you, in theory, could say that and you would still attract generators. That marketing would still attract me because, you know, we be humans and all of us are going to be encountering our shadows and distractions, what human design itself calls the not self, throughout our entire life. And if anything, I find those high-level clients are even more aware of their shadows and distractions. So even if you got online and said, I'm going to help you stop quitting, that would work for me, being that plain English. And it's also a little bit more nuanced than that. And it's not necessarily as simple as that. So the theme of the undefined sacral selling points, so your marketing for your offers, your marketing for your brand, is when to quit. When's the right time to quit? Because you might also have a generator that's quitting something that is in alignment for them but they're quitting it because, again, they have an undefined solar plexus and they're afraid of triggering other people's emotional waves. So it's in alignment, but maybe there's a fear of visibility there. So as soon as their brand gets a little bit too big, they pull back. And they're like, oh no, I'm too big. I'm fearful of this visibility. Well, that's not aligned quitting. That's not aligned pivoting. And I want to also open up our perception of words. We get really, as humans, a lot of people get really weird around words because of their projections on words. Nothing has meaning until you give it meaning, right? So a lot of people have, you know, pivot feels good, but quit feels bad, right? It's the same thing, just we give it a different meaning. Nothing has meaning until you give it meaning. So if you feel sticky or weird around a certain word, I would also invite you into looking at like, what is the stickiness here? What is the resistance here? Because you have decided what that word means and whether it's good or bad. Selling quitting is not necessarily that they're quitting things that are wrong for them. Hey, I'm a generator. I'll put my hand up. I feel that undefined, or I have an open solar plexus, an undefined head center come in strong sometimes. And I think, oh, should I be pivoting? Should I be doing something different? That undefined head center, seeing what other people are doing. Should I be doing that? Like, would that work better? It's normal. The more we can destigmatize what we have been led to believe is the not self, the more we can destigmatize it and see, sure, it's a distraction. And let's come back to authority. Let's come back to grounding. Let's come back to self and look at, is this conditioning? Is this distraction for me or not? Is this correct for me or not? Being a generator, okay, I see you, distraction. And is this actually in alignment for me or not? That's where we regain our power. So when I'm even going through this process myself, when I feel that distraction coming up through the undefined head center, for example, oh, okay, they're doing this. Maybe I should do it like that. Or maybe I should base my business based off this model, or et cetera, et cetera. I come back to my core grounding. Is this in alignment with me? Because you will see a lot of, and it's not that conditioning's bad. That's what we have to remember. Conditioning is not bad. It's discernment on what conditioning is right for you. So we have to remember that quitting is not always quitting something that's out of alignment. It could be a generator that's quitting something that is in alignment, quitting something that was right for them, but that not self is coming in, that fear is coming in. Or maybe even you have a client undefined, they're a generator with an undefined splenic center, and they're refusing to let go, undefined splenic center, undefined G center, and they're refusing to let go of the direction that's not right for them. So maybe that person isn't quitting when they should be. I've had clients sit across from me like that, defined sacral client, undefined splenic center, undefined G center, and they're holding on for dear life to stop quitting. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep going in this direction. I'm going to hold on to this community. I'm going to hold on to this vision for my brand. I'm going to hold on to these people that are clearly draining me. I don't want to leave them behind. And so now this is even another expression of a generator that maybe you don't need to be telling them to stop quitting. Maybe you need to be telling them to start quitting, start letting go of things that no longer work for them, that are no longer in alignment with their direction, that are no longer good for them. And so this is the nuance as well. We're going to address this in Keys to Cash, but of course I can't get over every nuance in a self-paced program. If you are looking for individual help with this, the Brand by Design Mastermind is where it's at. Because in a self-paced course, we can't go over every single nuance. In Brand by Design, the Mastermind, we can. I'm going to help you build out your brand quite literally by design. That's why it's called Brand by Design Mastermind. That is the only place to receive business one-on-one support with me moving forward. I'm simplifying the business, simplifying it, baby. So that's something to keep in mind as well, right? And this is why I always say these popular taglines or viral memes around the designs don't give the whole picture. They can't though. Even when I made a post the other day, which was sell, stop quitting. I can't in a carousel or an IG caption include all those nuances. And I'm not going to anyway, because I can't in a caption or even in a self-paced course help you with your particular nuances and your client's particular nuances, right? Where our brain gets so black and white. So that could be another client that I've had. I'm a generator. they're a generator and they're coming to me and they're going, I refuse to quit. I know the direction I want to go. I know who I want to serve. I know how I want to serve, but I refuse to quit. And this is where understanding your ideal client is required. It is a requirement to understand, because if your client is, say, a high-powered, high-performing woman, let's say 35, say she's kind of going through that midlife split time, a little bit early for it, but at that midlife split time, and she's refusing to quit. Well, you can't sell her stop quitting. It's still the same energy. The theme is when to quit, but doing all your marketing to that woman that's holding on for dear life to the direction she's currently in because of her undefined splenic center, undefined G center, your marketing's not going to land. And then you're going to wonder why your offers aren't landing. Well, you're not speaking to that person you desire to serve. But maybe your client that you desire to serve, and this isn't exclusive. I work with a lot of generators and manifesting generators. They're attracted to me through different areas of the body graph. We're just focusing on the sacral today, but I'm using myself as an example. You know, but if, say, for example, you're a projector, manifester, or reflector, and your client, your dream client, is someone that's continually quitting. They're getting into things and quitting. They're getting into things and quitting because they're so distracted. Or let's actually go a little bit of a different direction. They have trauma. And there's like a true fear, visceral fear of visibility. So they're going in one direction and they're getting started. And then they get a little, you know, 20, 30 people in their courses and more people viewing their stuff. And they're like, and they pull back. And so then they pivot and they have this story that, oh, it's just not in alignment for me anymore. Yeah, that's a great marketing perspective for that individual. Let me help you stop quitting and heal the underlying trauma that is causing the constant pivots. But that's very different than the person that's refusing to let go, right? And that's where understanding the nuances of our clients and marketing to the nuances of our clients is critical. And I know people say, you know, don't worry about niche. You don't need a niche. But you can see in that example how actually important it is. Because that woman that is staying at corporate, despite her health falling apart, despite her relationships falling apart, and knowing, although she tells herself, I don't know, and knowing that it's not the right direction for her anymore, but she's a generator. She's refusing to quit because of her undefined splenic center, undefined G center. You can't sell her stop quitting. You need to help her see that it's time to quit. You need to help her see the time is now, the theme of when to quit. You know the direction you're meant to be going in. Let me support you in that. It's very different than the woman that's, because of trauma, fear of visibility, and she's already got the brand, but she's bouncing between all these things. And as soon as she gets a little bit of visibility, that undefined, undefined solar plexus comes in and she pulls back and quits because she doesn't want to trigger people, doesn't want the visibility. So I hope this makes sense. And if you're on the replay or listening to the podcast, let me know if this makes sense. And again, you're going to have access to Keys to Cash 2.0 in the BG5 Business Bundle membership. My hair's in my eyeball. These bangs just need to be cut. They're a hot mess. We'll deal with them after. In the BG5 Business Bundle membership, you'll get Keys to Cash 2.0, which is self-paced. However, if you want help with those nuances in building your brand, that's going to be where Brand by Design, the mastermind, comes in, which is actually the lowest price mastermind I've ever run. I pulled back I'm doing 3 instead of 4 hot seats per month. And I take the final month off now in my business, like completely off from business. So it's a little bit less support, but significantly more accessible than my previous masterminds. All right. So with that undefined, so if you're a projector, manifester, or reflector, your theme is when to quit. So you make money by supporting defined sacral clients in when the right time is to quit. So when to quit is the product. That's essentially the product you're creating. Your product, now you don't, again, the marketing, I would recommend being more nuanced and leveraging sales psychology more than just quit. But essentially, when to quit is the product. The nuances, like I said, are going to come after. What is the avatar you're working with? Is it the person that's refusing to let go? Is it the person that's always pivoting? So you're selling to builders and you're essentially taking advantage that the builder, the generator and manifesting generator, is either always ready to quit or they're never quitting. Because again, it's going to depend on the individual client, on your avatar. So you're selling them quitting and change to something that better utilizes their energy and is more productive. Now, this is also something, if you're selling them, it's time to quit. This is, again, a conversation I just had with a new client on the our one-on-one call the other day. And I said, she said, I don't know. I don't know what direction. I don't know how I want to use my energy. And I said, do you not know, or are you not admitting to yourself what it is? And what we realized was she was just never admitting to herself that she did know, and there was fear there. But once we admitted what the fear, or we admitted there was fear, that she did know and there was fear, we could address the fear and get her to release the not self patterns that were happening in the splenic center and G center so that she could make aligned decisions. Now, I've seen recently, it's very interesting that people keep saying the manifestors are the slaves. No, baby, the manifestors enslaved the generators. Rob was very clear in that. Manifestors enslaved the generators throughout history. And essentially because the generator were the yes men, the yes women of they'll do anything, but that's sacral. They're getting into things that are not correct for them. And they're very easy to essentially manipulate through that desire to be able to manifest. Quit living lives the way they have been living it is another thing you're selling to them through that when to quit lens. The potential wisdom for the generator, or my apologies, for the projector, manifestor, and reflector is to recognize how energy can best be used effectively and efficiently, because very few generators, manifesting generators, are using their energy correctly. And just because they're a generator or manifesting generator does not mean that they have endless energy. In fact, my design, I have the channel of the beat, and it's very specific that my energy is meant to be used in short time frames. So for example, I'll work for a few hours in the morning. I take most of the day off, and I'll work for a couple hours in the evening rather than working all day. So my energy is actually best used in short bursts of time, not 9 to 5. And this is, again, a nuance that the online space misses when discussing human design, because a lot of these viral memes are going wild and then people buy into them, right? You're the Energizer Bunny because you have a defined sacral. And then I get a lot of generator, manifesting generator clients that say, why am I not the Energizer Bunny? Am I doing something wrong? No, you're human. You're not a bunny nor a battery. It's about using your energy properly. For the projectors, manifestors, and reflectors, refining your relationship with the builder and the builder world gives you potential and possibilities to redefine the way the world operates. You help, like when we think about it, Ra talked about this. If 70% of the population are generators and manifesting generators who are frustrated, that impacts the way in the entire world operates. So through using the wisdom of knowing when to quit, that's the wisdom of the undefined sacral. Through using the wisdom of knowing when to quit, you get to actually change the world and the way the world operates, because we're all, even generators and manifesting generators, under the spell of this frustration from incorrect use of energy. Builders are here to be asked and to respond. And this is where a lot of projectors get into relationships that are not beneficial for themselves or the generator, manifesting generator, where the projector just says, you have to do this, or you have to do that, or this is the way, or because I can see you, because I'm a projector, I know you have to do this. That is not the correct relationship for the projector with the generator and manifesting generator. It's you ask them questions. The generators aren't dumb. You don't need to tell someone or have someone tell them what to do. What they essentially need with that energy resource with the defined sacrals, someone to help them uncover the correct use of their energy. And as Ra would always say, no one's your authority, including human design. Therefore, the role of the projector, manifestor, reflector is to help them through yes, no questions to uncover what's the correct use of their energy. With the advisors, that is the projector in BG5, you're here to recognize how energy can be used. You see, lead, and guide and direct the energy of the builder. It can be a very special relationship. And Ra talked about this a lot, and I really value my relationships with projectors for this very reason. I feel so seen by them and held by them when a projector isn't just telling me what to do. There's no faster way for me to feel uncomfortable in a relationship with a projector than for a projector to say, you have to do this because I'm a projector and I know what's best. That's never going to go well with a self-led embodied generator or manifesting generator. However, one of the most special aspects of the generator projector relationship is when the projector is recognized and invited into that relationship, the builder, the generator or manifesting generator, is asked the right questions so that they can respond. Now, the advisor projector feels seen and recognized by the builder because their wisdom is helping the builder use their energy properly in real time. And the generator, manifesting generator, also feels seen by the projector, because with the projector, it's always kind of that double-edged sword. It's yes, you're here to be seen and recognized, but you're also here to see and recognize others. So it's this beautiful energy. And Ra talked about this a lot with the projector generator or the projector defined sacral relationship, where it's just this upward spiral of energy, of correct use of energy and seeing and recognizing each other. So it can be a really powerful relationship. And I tend to naturally, because I have a defined sacral, attract a lot of undefined sacrals in my life. And I can attest to that. It's really beautiful, the recognition and support that goes both ways. The initiators have also been called the innovators at BG5, or the manifestors. You're here to act. Now, this does not mean no one else can act. This does not mean no one else can initiate. This does not mean that now you can never DM someone or send an email to someone to request to be on their podcast. Don't take it so literally, or else the only people that are going to be building businesses are the manifestors. And I know a lot of manifestors in my network and that I work with that would be more than happy to take all the business because everyone's just sitting around afraid to act. Don't take it so literally. So the manifestors have the potential of opening the doors that can be a benefit to the builder. So this might look like if you are, say, an influencer manager. One of my community members and one of my closest friends in my network is an influencer manager, and she's fantastic. I don't know. I don't want to necessarily call her out here without having given permission to say her name. However, I will let you know who she is because she is lovely. And if it was anyone else, I probably wouldn't call them out in the podcast, but she's fantastic and we've known each other for a long time. So I'm sure she's fine with it. You can find her under Influencer Manager Ash on Instagram. And she is an influencer manager, fantastic at what she does, the best at what she does. And I'm going to use her as an example here. I'm going to have to let her know afterwards. When I hear the manifestors have the potential of opening the doors that can benefit the builder, I always think back to her marketing, which is in alignment. It's very true to her marketing, where she always says, like, I can open those doors. I can email the brands. I can follow up with the brands. I can send, if you're a little bit, you know, sticky around sending, initiating and sending these emails to brands, let me do that for you. That's my job. And this is her using her energy so beautifully to help open those doors for the generators and the manifesting generators and get them those brand deals. And with that as well, she's helping them use their energy correctly because now they can stay in their zone of genius and create content to be influencers that are getting paid while she opens the doors for them. And the reflectors are called evaluators in BG5, the ones who can always tell when the energy resource of the builder is not functioning in the way it should. When things are correct or incorrect, you can taste it in your aura and you can very effectively lead the generators and manifesting generators back to the correct use of their energy. Now, defined or undefined, oops, I forgot to take that slide out. That's okay. Or that portion out of my slide. All right. So if it's defined and colored in, that means it is a consistent strength of you. And it means you're a generator or manifesting generator. I mean, if you have the sacral defined, there's no other option. You are a generator or manifesting generator. Now, just because it's defined does not mean you are using it correctly. This is one of the biggest misconceptions I hear, is that only the undefined areas of your chart are the areas that are being conditioned. That's not true. your definition can be in what is called an unhealthy state. So it's not the not self, because it is what's consistent within you. It's called an unhealthy state. Now, if it's defined as part of your true nature and how you operate, it is, or an element of, if you're an emotional authority, your decision-making strategy, and you give or broadcast to others life force energy that they need or don't need, especially if you're in the not self. Ain't no one want to pick up that energy. Let's just be honest. You're repelling. If you're a generator or MG and you are in the not self with incorrect use of your energy, ain't no one want that. And it doesn't mean, again, don't take it so literally that you've always got to be perfect. And if it's ever not perfect or you're ever using your energy incorrectly, then you're screwed. No, of course not. We're human. We all get off track. We all get distracted. We all hit tough times. We all get in our head. That is part of being human. We need to normalize being human, regardless of how much you know about human design. We need to normalize being human, regardless of how much spiritual awakening you have gone through. You are here for a human experience. And being here for a human experience also means that part of that human experience is experiencing the not self, is getting distracted, is experiencing emotions or thoughts that might be, quote unquote, out of alignment with your true self. That's human. It's human nature, baby. You're never going to transcend above being human. And it is not even the point. It's just that consistent not self broadcast that's going to repel. And an example I'll give you for the generators and manifesting generators listening. If I'm driving, you know, I'm old enough to listen to radios. I don't know if anyone does anymore, but I listen to the radio. I grew up listening to the radio. If I'm driving through and the radio station I'm listening to starts to cut in and out a little bit, I'm not going to change the channel. I know that maybe I just hit a bad spot, especially since I live in the middle of nowhere. So I understand that happens. I hit a bad spot in the network, or maybe I'm going through like a dead zone or something. I'm not going to change the channel. I'll wait the 2 seconds. I'll wait until it comes back. But if I all of a sudden go out of the network zone and all I hear is, and like one or two words come through with that, you bet your ass I'm changing the channel. And something to keep in mind as well is you can be aligned and pivoting in your brand. Just because you're pivoting doesn't mean now you're in the not self. Just because you talk about different things based on your niche or based on your brand, because I don't believe you have to only talk about one thing. That's why I have a Mother of Dragons course, which we're activating your dragon light body. And I also offer business coaching. I don't believe you have to cut off pieces of yourself to be successful. In fact, I believe cutting off pieces of self to perceive success or reach some kind of success that you think you desire is the exact way to cut off life force energy and the exact way to cut off prosperity. So it's not to say, you know, I have clients sometimes that say, are people going to be confused because, you know, I'm talking about this day and this, that day. No, the only way they're going to be confused is if you're doing it because you're distracted and because you're picking up other people's energy and thinking you should, need, have to, and you're confused. If you're confused, sure as shit, everyone else is confused. But if it's true embodiment of speaking about what you're passionate about and bringing the pieces of you that you believe are important to your brand, you're still living and broadcasting the correct use of your energy. That's not self. And we have to understand that that is not self. And in fact, when you bring those extra pieces to you in your brand, for example, Mother of Dragons, the course I launched, it just broadcasts me even more to the people I want to work with in business, because I don't want to work with the super button down type that is in corporate and has never heard of spirituality. I don't want to. So me also talking about dragons and the fairy realms and these mystical aspects of life in the invisible realms broadcasts me even stronger and amplifies my life force energy even stronger to the right people. So I just want to make sure I make that clear, because I'm so glad this is landing. I find people then start to get nervous and try to cut off pieces of self. Well, if you start cutting off your arms and your legs, that was your arm and your leg. Why were you cutting that off? But we do that in our brand and to a detriment to our brand. And there is a way to bring all aspects of you into your brand, regardless of your type, that also honors not being on the hamster wheel. Don't get me wrong. Doesn't mean that because you're talking about multiple things, now you're on the hamster wheel. It's brand strategy, which I help my clients in Brand by Design, the mastermind with. Undefined. So now we're going over to undefined. So the projector, reflector, manifester, undefined sacral, and undefined energy resource. You do not have that consistent form. And you know, this is BG5 language, and I'm not a huge fan of this, and I'm going to say why. You don't have that consistent form of reliable go, go, go energy. Why am I not a fan of this? You guys are going to know if you've been here for a while. No one that is human has consistent go, go, go energy. I will die on that hill. I am so tired of seeing the online space positioning generators and manifesting generators as these like batteries, as these energizer bunnies, which is not even a real thing. It's a fucking toy with a battery in it. So how I like to look at this is you are wise on the correct use of energy so that you can use your energy properly. And through that wisdom, you help the defined centers use their energy properly. Now, for the undefined sacral, there's also the other extreme of it, where there's a belief that, well, because I'm a projector, a manifestor, a reflector, I just can't work. I just can't. I don't have the energy. And Ra Rahu basically said, too bad, so sad, suck it up, buttercup, because you need to participate in the material plane if you want to make money. He said the material plane was made for the generators and projectors. And he also said, but too bad, manifestors and reflectors, if you want to make money, you have to participate in it. So I like to look at it as a little bit of a different perspective. The undefined white is more of this. And now I'm going to get into mechanics. I want to avoid that or we'll be here all day. There's a specific type of energy that the generator has based on their channels. That is their type of energy. It's not just this random go, go, go energy. They have their life force energy is very specific based on the channels coming out of their sacral. The undefined center has to be more wise on the use of their energy. And wise, not careful. Watch the nuance there. Careful is saying that you can use your energy wrong, that you have a limited amount of energy and you're going to burn out if you even work for an hour a day. Be wise on the use of your energy if you have an undefined sacral. When you are wise on the use of your energy, you can effectively guide the defined sacral because you know how to use your energy best. And that also requires you understanding, where am I allowing the shadow and the not self to come in? Because the shadow and the not self of that undefined sacral can also be like, I just don't have the energy. You know, I don't have the energy because I have an undefined sacral, so I can't do that. Which is laziness disguised as quote unquote alignment. And it just doesn't fly. You are not a builder, of course. You're not a generator. And when we look at an undefined center, it's part of your nurture or where you can easily be conditioned or thrown off track. So what is often said for the undefined sacral is you don't know when enough is enough. But we have also seen that the generator doesn't know how to use their energy properly. So this is why I also say we have to stop taking things so literally with human design and BG5, because just because you have a defined sacral doesn't mean you're using your energy properly. It just shows up in a little bit of a different way. That's all. It's the nuance of how you're using it. You take in and receive and amplify the energy of others and can end up overworking or overextending yourself. And this is your greatest source of wisdom and a potential profit center if you have an undefined sacral, because you're wise. You know, as long as you're operating correctly, not from a reactive place of working too much and overextending yourself, and not from a repressive place. Oh my God, my bearded dragon just threw herself off her. That's why I jumped. Threw herself off her hidey hut, basking area, at the wall of her tank. And now she's staring at me. I think she wants veggies, but she'll have to wait. She ate all her veggies already. Oh my God. That is why I jumped. That's the greatest source of wisdom, but only if you are not using it from a reactive of overworking or a repressive from underworking, from being too afraid to work because you have an undefined sacral. One of my mentors at the International Human Design School said, and I agree with this, he actually did not like the language of non-energy type because he felt it conditioned people to believe they just don't have energy. And I believe that. And I agree with that. If you have a defined sacral, and again, this is all going to be covered in Keys to Cash 2.0 in the BG5 business membership. However, if you want personalized support with this is what I help you with in Brand by Design, the mastermind. if it's defined, your sacral, the unhealthy state is being filled with frustration. You're constantly initiating things from the mind. Should, need, have to. You do not enjoy your work. You're utilizing your power in a way that's degenerative and destructive. So you might find you're always tired, you're exhausted, your health is declining. You're depleting your energy doing things you don't enjoy or not good at. Now, there's things, and this is where the defined sacral beings in my life come to me. And they're like, no, I don't enjoy going live and I don't enjoy creating content, so I'm not going to. And I'm like, how are you marketing your business? Well, like, I'll respond. I'll wait to respond. To what? Right? Like, so we have to understand that there's going to be things in business that you don't necessarily enjoy. And unless you're hiring out everything in your business. So for example, you might say, I don't enjoy, what's something I can do? Repurposing content. Okay, then hire someone. Well, no, I don't want to hire someone. Okay, so what are you going to do with your content? Nothing, right? You can see how it just does not move your business forward. We have to also think like CEOs here. And so with the deplete your energy doing things you don't enjoy, either you do them or you hire someone to do them, because not everything in business you're going to enjoy. And often a lot of what we view not enjoying is just a habit. When I'm not used to going live, I took a couple of weeks off there where I wasn't going live, because my other businesses were just like batshit crazy. I can be honest, I didn't want to come back to doing lives. I was like, I quite enjoy just sitting with my chickens and answering questions about my chickens. But once I got back into the swing of things, I'm back into the flow now. I've created discipline around it. And of course I love it, right? So we also have to look at what are the stories, projections, and habits and behaviors we've created around, I don't enjoy that. For the generators and manifesting generators, but we can apply that to everyone. The generator or manifesting generator unhealthy state becomes a slave to everyone else's wants and needs and feels burnout, tired, stuck, unhealthy, and they're constantly quitting. The natural healthy state is enjoying being busy doing what you love. And again, does not necessarily mean that business then has to be your purpose. Your purpose is to be you and do what you love. Your business can be an extension of that. Is an extension of that. Your business is an extension of your authentic self. That's why I believe you are the brand. That's why I believe you are the niche. Your business is an extension of your authentic, unfiltered self. You have enormous power at your disposal to work generatively and creatively based on your design. We already said, based on my design, I'm not meant to work like a 9-to-5. I'm not meant to go all day. I'm meant to work in short bursts of energy. You respond, You're happy and satisfied with the work you do, and you provide healthy life force energy to others and to the planet. For undefined, the shadow, so distraction or not self, is being overzealous. Now, again, something I've seen is the opposite side, which BG5 rarely talks about, and is really shocking to me that it doesn't address this, because it is one of the biggest problems I'm seeing now through the development and popularization of BG5 is the other side. Now I just don't do anything. I have an undefined sacral. I can't do shit. I'm just going to lean back and do nothing, right? So it's interesting BG5 doesn't talk about that, but I'd say this is one of the bigger issues that we're hitting now, is not overzealous. The anti-hustle culture has now, and I agree, don't hustle, although there's going to be seasons of your life where you do have to work a bit harder. It is what it is. And unhealthy hustle is detrimental to anyone. However, again, I think for the projectors, especially the conditioning that they've experienced is now like, just don't work at all. And then they're wondering why their businesses aren't growing at the rate they want them to grow. So the shadow can be overzealous. I call that the reactive shadow for the undefined sacral, or repressive, which is, I'm just not going to do anything. I'm going to be a lump on a log. You find you don't have, or you don't know when enough is enough. And not knowing when enough is enough can also be, don't know when enough is enough in terms of putting energy out there and going out there. You try to keep up with everyone else, but can't. And this is the shadow. You make yourself, and trying to keep up with everyone else does not necessarily mean, this is a pet peeve of mine, I try to keep up with the generators and manifesting generators and I can't keep up with them. when did we decide as a collective the belief that the generators and manifesting generators are not human and do not have limited energy? I have projector clients that could run circles around me. Taylor Swift, I get tired just thinking about her schedule. Legit tired just thinking about her schedule. And she is a projector. So you might be trying to keep up with people that aren't generators, but you're just trying to keep up with everyone else, right? Doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be a generator and it's all the generators' faults. I know it's fun to blame the generators though. You make yourself wrong for being tired or not having enough energy. You feel guilty when you need to stop and rest. You push through being tired and keep going. You do a lot of doing and very sensitive to the energy levels of people and places. Now, something I also want to add here is being aware of your health. I can't tell you in 2022, early 2023, the amount of clients I had that were undefined sacrals that came to me and they said, you know, Ashley, like, I'm just tired of pushing through being tired. I'm always tired. I don't have energy. I don't have enough energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's because I'm a manifester. It's because I'm a projector. There's projectors and manifestors saying this. And I said, can you just humor me with something? And they said, yep. I said, can you go get some blood work done? Can we just explore the potential that the tiredness you're experiencing has nothing to do with your design? And they go, all right, let's try it out. Let's see. I'll go get the blood work done. Every one of those clients came back with dangerously low iron levels. In fact, two of them had to be admitted to the hospital because of dangerously low iron. And they were, I don't know much about the medical side, but they were getting like essentially infusions of iron because it was so dangerously low. So I also want to encourage you, if you're a projector, manifestor, or reflector, that you're just not writing. And this is human nature as well, right? Even generators and manifesting generators, being human, don't just write things off that it's my design because I'm like this. It's my design because I'm tired. It's my design that I'm feeling burned out all the time. It's my design this, it's my design that. Sometimes there's actual real medical issues under the surface that need to be addressed. And it's better to address them sooner. So two clients in the last year that were admitted to hospital and they had put it off so long because they believed into the marketing and the conditioning that, well, it's just your design. It's just your design. Of course, you don't have energy. And so they were living like that. And thankfully, they were willing to humor me and get their blood work done. The wisdom of the undefined sacral is seeing the proper use of energy. So you know when enough is enough and can rest and relax when needed. And you also know when enough is enough in terms of rest and relax. You understand when you've done enough resting and relaxing and it's time to work. You understand correct use of energy on both ends of the spectrum. You have healthy boundaries. You work in spurts, taking plenty of time to rest. You know you're here to lead and guide the process, initiate or evaluate. You're not here to do all the doing. But again, this does not mean that generators and manifesting generators are now the slaves doing all the doing. It's honoring your energy. You surround yourself with healthy people in a healthy environment that provides positive energy, especially if you have an undefined sacral, undefined G center. Where you be, the environment, and who you are around is critically important. Reflectors, I'm especially looking at you. However, anyone with that undefined G center, undefined sacral, very, very important. You are surrounding yourself with the right people in the right places. And then you have a nice balance between work and rest, honoring your inconsistent energy flow, while also honoring the distractions that might be creating stories around, well, I shouldn't do this, or I don't need to do that, right? There might be, if you have an undefined sacral, that the balance of work and rest that you've come up with has really been a fear response to visibility. And so you're not showing up in your business because there's fear of visibility. So it's always important that we use this information. I don't use this information as a Bible working with my clients for that very reason. If I had taken it as the be-all, end-all truth, who knows where my clients would have been that needed their blood work done, that had such low iron, they had to be admitted to the hospital. There's clients of mine as well that have come to me, projector clients, manifestor clients, reflector clients, that are like, no, this is, you know, this is, I swear, aligned to only do this in my business, to do X, Y, and Z in my business. And I say, okay, and is it working right now? And they say, well, no, it's not really working. My business isn't growing. How does this current way of doing business support your success or support your fears? And so we start to pull back the layers and they start to realize that this quote unquote balance they've created has actually been fear of visibility, fear of failure, fear of maybe that failure and what that means about them, that undefined ego. If I fail, I can't prove myself. But it was all hidden around this illusion of, but it's in alignment for me to not work. It's in alignment for me to rest more. It's not in alignment for me to launch and to go live. So true. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we are being curious about our perceptions. We're being curious about our current identity, the habits, the rituals we created, and how that identity is currently creating our reality. And also look at, you know, I always say human design isn't your authority. This is why. I get people that question me all the time and say, but it seems like it is because it seems like it defines you and puts you in a box. This is why it's not your authority. This is why you have to be curious. And this is why it's so important that we get curious about the undercurrents that create our current reality and the undercurrents of not just our strengths and wisdom, but the distractions and not self that are creating the current reality that we're living in our brand and in our life. So again, I can help you in a couple of ways with that. The BG5 Business Funnel membership, which is self-paced. And these slides are directly from the Keys to Cash 2.0 slides I've been putting together that is going to launch and be exclusively in the BG5 Business Bundle or the Brand by Design Mastermind. And that mastermind is going to be rolling. It's a minimum 3-month commitment. And we're going to be using all of this information to build you a brand by design. And I'm going to help you with the nuances. I can't help you with the nuances in a self-paced course. It's impossible. I can't even help you with the nuances in a course, even if there's Q&As. It's impossible. So in the mastermind, we're going to go deep and really help you peel back the layers. And it's not just the practical branding tools and strategy. I want to look at this too. I want to look at these nuances that we just talked about. Is it actually lack of energy? Is it actually in alignment to launch in a certain way? Or is it stories? Is it the not self? What are the mechanics, the unique mechanics that make up you? And how can we leverage it for a life that you love, a life that you're obsessed with? Yes, I want you to make more money because I believe good people do great things in this world with more money. But I also believe that cash that is made in a business from the not self ends up going out as fast as it comes in. I honestly believe that. And the business itself will be a house of cards. So I want to help you understand yourself better. I want to help you discern and create discernment between the undercurrents that are the not self that are driving behavior that are getting you your current results that maybe you're not obsessed with, and how we can create a brand in life that you are obsessed with that's honoring your unique energy and being built from your authentic self. So those are the two options I can support you with in regards to that right now. All right, my friends, I'm going to wrap it up here. If you enjoyed this episode, it's also going to be on the podcast. Please give me a tag, Ashley Brianna Eve on Instagram. Give it a share. This is important information, and let's share it with those that need to hear it. I love you guys. I truly appreciate that you spend your time with me. I still can't believe, honestly, that people care to spend their time with me and hear my ramblings, but I am so honored that you're here with me. You are most welcome. It's an honor to have you here, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.